Greetings, everyone. This is Brad Summa with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Agricultural Statistics Service announcing that today the 2022 Census of Agriculture is being released. An ag census was first conducted in 1840 in conjunction with the decennial census, but ever since 1997, it's been conducted every 5 years by USDA NASS. The Census of Ag remains the most comprehensive agricultural data for every state and county in the country. Ag census data provide valuable insights into demographics, economics, land use, and activities on U.S. farms and ranches. Here are just a few of the many highlights of Missouri agriculture coming from the 2022 Census of Agriculture. There were 87,887 farms and ranches in Missouri, which was down 7.8% from the 95,320 farms in 2017. The number of acres being farmed across Missouri is now at 27 million acres even, down about 2.7% from the 27.8 million acres in 2017. The average size of a Missouri farm grew to now 308 acres, up 5.8% from the 291 acres in 2017. The average age of all Missouri producers is up to 57.9 years of age, where it was 57.4 years of age in 2017. Missouri farms and ranches produced $14.7 billion in agricultural products, up from $10.5 billion in 2017. The average farm income rose to $56,606 in 2022, compared to $29,485 in 2017. Soybeans was the number one crop across the state in terms of value of products sold, totaling $3.4 billion, while corn was a close second at $3.1 billion. Poultry and eggs came in third on the list with $2.7 billion in value of ag products sold, while cattle and calves came in fourth with $2.4 billion, and hogs and pigs rounded out the top five with $1.6 billion in total value of products sold. These are just a few of the thousands of data points that NASS is releasing today. And again, for more information from the 2022 census, you can visit the NASS website at www.nass.usda.gov. Again, this is Brad Summa, the USDA NASS Heartland Director serving the farmers in Missouri and Illinois, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. I want to say thank you to all the farmers and ranchers who responded to our census and made this information available, and have a great rest of the week, everyone.